These things are so underrated for fat loss. I know that it's 2023, just around the corner, and you're ready to burn some fat. So let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. One, two.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling, fantastic, beautiful face. 2022 is coming to an end, so that means one thing, and one thing only. New Year's resolutions. I know that you're not one for that, right? I know that. You really aren't thinking about that. You've been crushing it the entire year. You're not ready to get started again, because you've already started. I get that. All joking aside, I know that we all get in hills and valleys, mountaintops and peaks. We hit them all. So if you're looking to burn some fat in the new year, I got some simple tips that you can do. Simple, simple, simple. So what I want to talk about are some underrated fat loss methods that I know that you've been taught. I've talked about them on here. I've talked to you for years about them. But it's always good to hear it another time. So these are the most underrated things that you can do for fat loss. There are five of them, simple things, right? So if you're not doing them right now, then that's okay, because you can start today. So number one, you need to be sleeping. Let me tell you about sleep. Sleep is so important. Sleep is the most important thing as you get older. Sleep is so important, so important. That's when all the magic happens. That's when everything magical in your body, your hormones restore themselves, they fix themselves, they help themselves. That's just when it happens. So if you're not sleeping, then you're not going to build the muscle that you want. You're not going to feel great. You're going to make bad choices with your food. You just will. That's just what happens. So you got to make sure that you're sleeping. Well, how much sleep should you get? And if you notice, I didn't start with anything else. I started with sleep. Sleep is so important. Make sure that you're sleeping anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. I understand that you're busy. I understand that you have kids. I understand these things. But sleep is at the top priority, because you will make better choices. You will. Along with drinking water. Along with eating better. Along with fighting cravings. All those things. Every single thing starts with your sleep. Because if you're sleeping well, your life's just going to be so much better. It just will. I promise you that. So number two, underrated for fat loss. Underrated. Make sure that you're eating enough protein. I was talking to a client yesterday. I said, okay, I know that you've gained some weight. I know that it's come back. I know that you struggle with your weight loss. I get this. I understand this. How much protein are you taking? She told me how much protein. Not enough. That's the number I want you to focus on with your nutrition this year. So if you're logging your food, if you are using my FitnessPal, Lose It app, or you're writing on a piece of paper, you need to know how much protein that you're intaking. How much should you be intaking? I talk about this all the time. Whatever you want to weigh in grams. So if you want to weigh 150 pounds, you better be eating at least 150 grams of protein per day, or at least getting close to it. You're never going to be perfect, so don't shoot for perfection. We're just shooting for consistency here. We're shooting for the reality of consistency. I know that consistency is something that you struggle with. Oh, this is cool. This is a side note. So me and my daughter, if you really want to get closer to your kids, you got to figure out what they're doing, how their language is. So my 17-year-old daughter, she's on Snapchat. Okay. I don't use Snapchat. I'm terrible with Snapchat. I use Instagram, Facebook. I use everything else. I use TikTok. But I'm terrible at Snapchat because it just never is on my mind. I don't see anything that the value of it other than this, really other than this. So on Snapchat, these kids nowadays, what they do is they start a thing that's called a streak. So like you get on a winning streak or a losing streak, that kind of example of a streak. So what they do, and if you have a kid that's around, that's in this age bracket from like 13, 12, all the way up to 18, or even older now, they have streaks with their friends. They literally shoot pictures of themselves of like their forehead and they shoot it to their friend. Because it, if they do it daily, it adds a little flame with a number. So I'll give you, I kind of laugh at this, but this goes hand in hand with your fitness goals. But right now I think our streak is up to 25 days. The first 5 days of me actually snapping a picture of something over myself, my face, a book, whatever, good morning, I just sent it to her. It awards me with like a number. So it said 1 with a flame, 2 with a flame, 3 with a flame. So I'm on a Snapchat streak, right? So now 25 days later, I have to do it. Like every morning when I get up, I send her a streak. Or I send her a picture. It's funny how I use the lingo now. But I send her a picture of something, like at the gym or a book or a smiley face, whatever. But it adds that. And every day I want to add to it. So I kind of get what they're wanting to do. So I make fun of the kids when they shoot these pictures because I'm like, what are you shooting to somebody? It's all about the streak. It's all about the flame. It's all about the reward. And it's become part of my day because I believe that if you want to create a habit or change a habit, it takes at least 20 to 30 days in order for it to take effect. Because it's true. Because the first 10 days, she would send me messages. You're going to lose our streak. You're going to lose our streak. So because it takes time. But right now at 25 days, I will not miss a streak because I want to keep it going. The same thing goes with eating protein, sleeping, going to the gym, all these things, drinking water. That's why you have to create the habit. That's a simple tool. I thought that was really cool what Snapchat did because it keeps them on the app. It keeps these people on the app longer because they want to create that streak regardless of what you send the people, regardless of what you're doing. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the basic thing of a streak. But if you really want to know what your kids are doing, you need to get on social media and see and talk to them about it. I think that's what's really cool about it too. Communication, that's the key, right? Side note. But how much protein? Like I said before, whatever you want to weigh, try to hit it. If you don't hit it, that's okay. Get as close as you can. Here's another underrated thing that you can do to burn fat. You need to be walking. I've told you this before. My goal every day is to get at least 10,000 steps a day. I'm going to be honest with you. During the colder days, it's harder to get it for me because I don't move as much. I don't walk as much. But as soon as it gets a little warmer, I'm definitely going to be walking a lot more. You're just more active. But walking is so important. It's such a low intensity thing that brings so much value. So much value. If you're walking, you're going to save your knees. You're going to save your back. And it's so much better for your brain. If you want to run, then run. I don't really care. The steps that you're getting in is going to help you. But walking is such an underrated tool. You need to be walking. The more steps that you're getting in, as long as you're eating protein and you're sleeping, I'm telling you, you're going to start burning fat. And remember what I talked about, the streak or the daily habit. You start doing these things, you'll start burning fat. I love walking. I enjoy walking. I don't know what it is. It just kind of frees my mind a little bit. But get out there and walk. Just walk. How many steps can you get in a day? Take the elevator. Don't take the elevator. Take the stairs. There's so many things that you can do. Here's another one. Strength training. If you want less body fat, you got to start strength training. You have to. Strength training is so important. Strength training is your number one thing on this list that I believe in more than anything. Because I do believe it helps with your sleep. I do believe that you'll eat more protein. I do believe that you're going to want to walk if you're strength training. If you get in the gym and you get as strong as you can, get off the treadmill, unless you're using it to walk, after your strength training session, get off the treadmill and get in the weight room, get in a strength class, join a HIIT class. You gotta start moving your body. You gotta start pushing your body against your resistance. If you're not doing that, you're not gonna build muscle. Muscle is the key to longevity. It just is the key to functionality in your everyday life. The more muscle you have on your body, the better off you'll be. As an athlete, the better off you'll be as a mother, the better off you'll be as a father, the better off you'll be as a human being because you'll be able to do more things. The more muscle you have on your body, the less body fat you'll have. So get in the gym, hire a trainer. This is what's real cool. I'll give you an example of a leg day, I guess, lower body. So we got some Bulgarian lunges, 10 reps on each side, body weight they can be if you want to, or add weight. Some goblet squats, 20 reps. Romanian deadlifts, 15 reps. Walking lunges, down and back, 20 steps. Look at that. I go through that three or four times. There's my lower body routine. Don't make this so hard. If you struggle with your knees, hold on to something. I had a client earlier today. I have her hold a PVC pipe if she does reverse lunges. She's 66 years old. Guess what? There's always a progression or a regression for anyone. So don't think that you don't fit it. You do. You do fit it. So stop making excuses and start strength training. Here's another one. Stress management. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm not a big time stressor because I choose to say no to a lot of things. I know that you may not be that type of person. I say no to a lot of stuff. Stress management. I didn't say stress more or stress less. I just said stress management. If you're sleeping, you're eating protein, you're walking, you're strength training, you're doing things that you enjoy in your life, you're finding a hobby, you pray more, you go to church, whatever it is for you, you will learn how to deal and manage with your stress, because stress is good. Stress gets you moving. It can get you in the right direction. It can help you with a lot of things. But if you let it overtake you and you don't say no to things, man, stress is a bad thing. I understand that you have kids. I understand that you have grandkids. I understand that life sometimes can be hard. I get that. But, a big but, your health matters so much more to everything. Your mental health, your physical health, that health, if you're not healthy, you can't help anybody else. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't help the people that you love. Get as strong as you can. Sleep as much as you can, 6 to 8 hours. Sleep well. Eat your protein. Did I say you need to go on a detox? Did I say you need to take this diet pill? No. Skinny tea, waist trainers, juice cleanses? No. Because that stuff is useless. It doesn't. Those things don't help you. They keep you from getting to your goal. They really do. There's a lot of things that you can do. There's a lot of things. You could do HIIT training. You could do burpees. You could do cardio. You could do all these things. But strength training needs to be your foundation of your programming. It has to be. If you don't know how to do that, that's when you hire me. That's when you hire somebody. That's when you hire a trainer, a coach, a good coach. Not just somebody you saw on Instagram, unless it's me. But you get what I'm saying? I hope you do. I hope you get that. There's a lot of things that you need, a lot of programs. I know a lot of clients, people love to do. They love to a challenge. People love challenges because it just gets them to overcome something. You are strong enough to do things. Just know that you are. Just remember, you're in charge of this. You can control your life. You can't control what happens to the people you love. You can't control those things, but you can control your actions. You can control what you do and how you react to the situations that are in your life. You can control those things. You can. It's a choice. If you want to eat better, you can eat well. If you go through a drive-thru, you can pick up a salad instead of getting the number 4 Big Bacon Classic from Wendy's. You can do that. Instead of eating chicken tenders all the time, you could go with a naked tender, right? You can. There's so many different things that you can do. So stop making excuses. You know that. If you listen to me, there are no excuses here. Stop it. Get over it. Crush your goals. 2023 is just right around the corner. It's time to start today. Don't wait. Don't wait. All right. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know I was tough on you a little bit more. If you're a kid listening to this, just know, listen to your parents. They know what's right for you. If you're an adult, listen to your kids a lot more because they have good aspects. They have good hindsight. They do a lot of things that you don't do. They think differently than you do. You think too much like an adult. You don't keep it simple. Kids keep it simple. If you're a grandparent, just know that you have done it all. You have lived your life. It's time to live yours, right? You've lived for your kids. You're living for your grandkids. Don't forget about your life. Don't. You got one. You're never too old to try something new. You're never too old to get fit. You're never too old to get strong. Never. Don't let your limiting beliefs control you. You can do this. All right. Don't forget to follow. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to just go everywhere and like everything that we do. Thank you so much for your support in 2022. Now we're going to keep crushing it in 2023. Let's go. Hope you enjoy this sick beat.